Hello everyone, good morning. I made a paper boat this morning. I have never made a paper boat in my life. That was amazing as I suddenly kind of turned that square and flipped it out and there it was, a boat. That's amazing. Just exemplifies, doesn't it, how we will all have experienced that activity and that challenge in different ways. Some of us will have found it easier than others. Some of us will have used our teaching skills and our sharing skills to encourage other people around us and show them how to also make that that boat. We're talking about blessed to be a blessing today, and I'm starting this series on Acts. It's actually a two-parter for me. I'm going to be back next week speaking about...
I'm really sorry to interrupt. I've completely forgotten to explain... Over there at the back, if anyone wants to, while Rich is speaking. John, we're making a watery scene. Might be connected to the boats.
Ah. So basically, if I start getting a bit tedious, you start thinking, oh, I could do with doing something while I'm listening to Rich. He's gone already. Sit down, Roger. You stay there. And Andy, I saw that. When you feel like you need something to do whilst you're listening and joining in... then yeah, head on over to help make a watery scene that may or may not be connected to those boats. So I said, this is part of a two-parter from the next week. Next week, going to be looking at being witnesses. This morning, we start our new series. And it's on this theme of being blessed to be a blessing. I want to encourage us this morning of this shared sense of identity and calling that I think we get to enjoy being us here today in this space. We belong to the church, and this is my offering this morning for an understanding of the church. You can criticize it. There are other ways to understand it. These words will suffice for this morning as an encouragement to us about our shared identity in who we belong to. We belong to the church, a family of Jesus followers, empowered by the Holy Spirit to encounter, enjoy, live out, and witness to Jesus' love and authority for the glory of God. How does that sound to you? Sound like a reasonable description to who we are and what we're doing? Sound, yeah, getting some nods, some, yeah, I think I'd go with that. I'm encouraged by that. For me, that's something I want to lead and join in with. I want to join in and be a part of a body of people who live out union with God and get to bless those around us in that union, all for God's glory. This morning is going to be about not just learning about that identity, but also living it out in our gathering. We prayed before the gathering this morning, and my prayer was, I acknowledge that in the book of Acts, we see a whole load of noise and mess and chaos empowered by the Holy Spirit. So if you experience a bit of noise and mess empowered by the Holy Spirit this morning, that's just fine. And in fact, we're going to lean into that a bit this morning. It's not just a sit and listen exercise. It's about what we receive from God through one another as we consider this awesome book. So we're going to begin with a timeline, and I'm going to need some helpers, please, to reveal this timeline to people around us. So if you can read and hold a piece of paper, or even just hold a piece of paper, you are qualified for this task. Who thinks they might be qualified for that task, I wonder? Who, please, could hold the first item for us? Thanks, Reuben. We're looking at our timeline. Here we go. Reuben, would you please read this from Genesis 1:28 for us?
Adam and Eve, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number."
Great reading. Please stand here, sir, and hold it high so we all see it. Adam and Eve, Genesis 1:28. First call that we get to God's people is be fruitful and multiply. The very first calling you see to God's people, his creation, to mankind, is a call to do something with what you have in a way that's going to have increase and growth. Whole load of life happens until then we come to Abram, Genesis 12. Who is going to be our next tall shower, please? And somebody to read. Anna, let's go. Anna, Ariella's been dumped. There you go, Ariella. Thanks. Anna, can you read this for us?
I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
How about that? That's a covenant. Hold that up high then, Anna. So we start off with God's people in the beginning. The first relationship, be fruitful and multiply. Then the story continues and we have God identifying Abram, who's going to become Abraham. And God's deal with Abraham, his agreement, his covenant with him is, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. And out of that is going to spill over blessing to everyone else. Now then, he continues on that path. Lots of other people do until it starts going wrong. And then we get to prophet Isaiah, and he needs to speak of a correction that's going to come after a whole load of mess. So could I have somebody please read from Isaiah 42 for us? Who'd like to do? Rebecca. Thanks, Rebecca.
I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for all, for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free the captives from prison and to release the prisoner who sits in darkness.
Thank you, Rebecca. So a whole load of mess goes wrong after the call for Abraham. We see loads of signs of life, don't we? They were talking Old Testament times. We see progress. We see blessing coming to people. And then we start to see mess. Thanks, Arthur. But we have this promise that comes from Isaiah. He's sending a servant who's going to renew this blessing here and say, I have not forgotten the world and I am bringing fresh blessing. I am bringing restoration. And then it's going to come in the form of Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. Can somebody please read one verse from John 1? Who would like to do that for us? Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Jesus Emmanuel, John 1. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood.
We're going the message translation, my favorite translation of that verse from John 1. What we have here by this timeline then, by this moment in time, this promise here is now being fulfilled in this revelation of Jesus coming. Just a reminder of core timeline that we belong to. The word became flesh, that living word, that living promise of blessing for the whole of creation was now moving into the neighborhood, landing, arriving here on earth to say, I am going to live out and model that blessing that has been spoken of for thousands of years. The life and ministry of Jesus takes place, ending in his death and resurrection. Then we get to a new commission, Acts 1. Who's going to read for us, please? Hey, Humph. Thank you, Mr. Humph.
Okay, thank you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
You hold it for just a little while longer. Don't worry, it's okay. Thank you, Andy. We're now into Acts after Jesus' death and resurrection. The promise is now continuing, but the promise is now being fulfilled through a body of people who are receiving power through the Holy Spirit, and they're going to witness to that blessing, and to that blessing, and to that blessing, and to that blessing, with a promise that it's going from Jerusalem, Judea, and to the ends of the earth. Our last picture in the timeline is of the New Jerusalem from Revelation 21. Who'd like to read that for us? Matthew. Good man, Matthew. Here we go, sir.
Now the dwelling of God is with mankind, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. There will be no more death or mourning, crying or pain.
Thank you. Thanks, Matthew. Would you hold that up for us next to Humph at the end there? That's the closing picture that we look forward to, that we're going to be experiencing and encountering all this blessing now with a promise of revelation at the end that says there comes a point when Jesus returns and all things are renewed. No more crying, no more pain. That blessing is fully realized. I think it's helpful to see this timeline and remind us of this big story that we're a part of. We participate in a society where big stories sometimes are shunned, where they're ignored and we're told they don't really matter. We don't really belong to any big story. We're just here today and gone tomorrow. I want to remind us about this big timeline that the book of Acts is fitting into and we are fitting into. Can you see it here? It's exciting, isn't it? Encouraged? Yeah? What I'd like you to do is just take a moment. We'll just hold it. There are two questions to talk to with the person next to you. How would you describe this timeline in your own words? And what does it tell you about God's intentions for his creation and his people? Thank you, assistants. Can we give them a round of applause? Thank you. Just 2 minutes, please, with the people next to you. What does that timeline tell you about God's intentions for creation and his people? And how would you put it in your own words? Alrighty, shall we bring it back together? I think it's exciting. For me, I tell you, I'm excited by and I am motivated by this vision that we've seen of a big story that I get to play my part in. And it's kind of what I appreciate in it and what I think is thankful to appreciate is that it's all coming from God's initiative and direction. I don't belong to a body and a group of people where I'm required for my membership to perform certain acts, achieve certain tasks, meet certain targets, pay my fees and do my jobs. I belong to a group of people and to a big story where my first job is to receive. That's my first job, receive, appreciate, recognize the gifts that I'm being given. And then I'll say this a couple of times, half the job thereafter is just showing up. just being in the room, being available to the people around me and to God. So we're thinking about the book of Acts, and we're thinking about this big story that we're placed in. Can I go to the next slide, please, Kevin? It seems to have gone to sleep. Thank you. And we'll just remind ourselves of some facts here that you can read from the screen. In a nutshell, what we're talking about is a historical work. When we think about the book of Acts, we're not talking about kind of stories that may or may not happened. We're thinking of a historical record that an educated man wrote whilst traveling and participating in the life that we're talking about firsthand. He was there to see it firsthand and see all the activity was going on, and then chose to record it in order to give an account to other people that he was relating to, not least this Theophilus, who he wanted to give an accurate record to about the events of the early church. What it's recording is that the 12 have had a blessing, and they are now in turn blessing others, continuing the work of Jesus. They're not just following a manual in the life of Jesus. What we see is a group of people living out their calling as a group of followers empowered. Let's just remind ourselves also of what we've been looking at literally for months as a church. We've got a very well-planned group of people. They plan ahead. We're already there planning ahead and trying to discern, well, what's God saying to us? So this is just a reminder. We already looked back last year at Genesis, the beginnings, God's first intentions for creation, for what he wanted with his people. Then we looked at new beginnings under Jesus. We talked about his new revelation, new calling, new sign, new righteousness, new birth, and new acceptance. Now we're going to be thinking about the church continuing the story that we're a part of, continuing that renewal that Jesus initiated. New witness, new presence, new community, new blessing, new belonging, and new power. So what I'm interested in this morning is how we are learning from one another about this book and what we know we've participated in this life so far. I said that for each of us, we have a part to play. We each have a part to play now in this moment, either in receiving a blessing or being blessed. What I would like to do, please, is just get together, if we can, with a variety of people of ages and circumstances and been thinking about what impact this book has had on you before. See, some of us have read Acts and been aware of the stories of Acts for a little while. Is that fair? Some of us are smiling. Some of us know the truth. Others are just beginning on that journey. Others of us are just getting used to this book and learning about it. So what I'd like to do is share the quality of experience and knowledge of this book amongst ourselves and see what we have learnt of God and his ways amongst us. So I'd like you, please, to be with some people. Now, we've got a group of younger folk here. It would be really great if some of them could be welcomed into a group where there aren't younger folk, in order that we're going to get a real quality of learning, and some people are going to get blessed and others are going to do the blessing. And probably as you share some of that information, those that think they're doing the blessing are going to get blessed in return. Does that make sense? So it might be that you've got a little group amongst you and you think, let's poach one of these young people and get them in our group, or a couple of them. These three are pretty all right here. Just put it out there. They're all right too. The questions are, for just 5 minutes or so, what has made an impact on you from the book of Acts before? It's over 20 chapters of life and events and activity in there. What has made an impact upon you from that book in your life? And what has it taught you about following Jesus as part of a church? What have you learnt from this book? What has affected you? What choices have you made in response to that book? And how has it informed the way you live out your relationship with God? That's my challenge. I'm putting that out there so that we can share what we have. There are, what have we got, maybe 80 or so awesome stories in this room. It's time to start sharing them in order to bless one another. So